Inner Hall of Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual feminist hoe who lives in New York City, whose pronouns are they, them, she, and her, and who is a two-time Webby Award nominated, two-time Third Coast International Audio Award winning, and one-time New York Festival's Radio Award winning podcast producer. I had to get it all right. So much.
Let the people know, talk your shit, okay? My good friend.
And who am I here with?
And I am Akua, pronouns she and her, your favorite bald mental health therapist, which I feel like, okay, your favorite demisexual bald mental health therapist, because money coming for me now.
Oh, and that is true.
Money coming for me now.
Luckily, we live in a world of abundance, so it's not a there can only be one bald mental health therapist.
There can only be one bald mental health therapist. Sorry, okay?
That's mad funny. Every episode of the Inner Hole Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours, and occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode, we're talking about lots of masturbation. Let's get into it, literally. We are revisiting the dance hall classic, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, who is triggered right now. We're exploring some fuckery in the New York City Housing Authority and so much more.
If you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoleUprising. Or tweet at Inner Hole Uprising without the G on Twitter. We're also at Inner Hole Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook.
Many, many places you can follow us on the webs and talk to us. All right, let's get into our first segment of the day. It is called Fuck Yes or Fuck No.
Oh, hell no! Okay.
This is a segment where we read through the headlines related to sex, love, and or dating, and the other person decides, fuck yes, let's learn more, or fuck no, let's never hear that ever again. I see a lot of masturbation stories in Akua here. All right, read me the first one.
Man admitted to hospital after rare masturbation injury.
Oh, no. Okay, I do want to hear more about this. I want to hear what happened to this man.
Okay, so this is an article written by The Independent in the UK. There was just a spree of masturbation stories 2 weeks ago. So this was published Thursday, April 14th.
Okay.
It starts, a 20-year-old patient was admitted to an intensive care unit in Switzerland after he suffered a rare lung injury while masturbating.
What?
The Swiss citizen reported a sudden onset of sharp chest pain followed by shortness of breath while laying in bed masturbating.
That can happen.
So we're going to find out.
Should I
why.
Be concerned?
I'm trying to get a bit more information.
At first, when you said lung, I thought he was sucking his own dick for some reason. I don't know why my mind just goes to the most extreme places. And I was like, oh no, he punched dick so long, I punctured my own lung.
Let's get into what had happened.
Okay.
The man who has a history of mild asthma rushed himself to Cantonal Hospital in Winterthur following chest pain. A subsequent chest x-ray revealed he was suffering from subcutaneous emphysema, or SPM, a rare condition triggered by violent coughing, excessive vomiting, and strenuous physical exercise.
Oh,
it results
no.
in air leaks from the lung and getting trapped in the rib cage. It is a condition that mostly affects young men and generally follows a benign and self-limiting course. Specific therapy is not necessary, although supporting care and short-term observation for respiratory compromise are reasonable.
Poor thing.
I'm going to skip down a little bit. The CT scan of chest and neck also showed it had reached up until the base of his skull. The patient was given a paracetamol to deal with chest pain and was kept in the ICU overnight before being transferred to the general ward the day after, where he remained for 3 more days before being discharged.
How old was he?
He's 20.
Oh.
He was going in. He was going in.
He was just trying to beat his meat. And I have to wonder, like, what were the surrounding circumstances, you know? Like, is he in college? Do you have to, like, do the walk of shame? Or the wheel out of shame with the ambulance. He still has cum in his hand and shit. Did he bust
the Imagine nut? Being like, in the dorms. There's ambulances and sirens. You what come happened, back from Joe? For a 4-day stay at the hospital. And they're like, what happened? What are you going to say?
You got to own up to it. I would. I was being my meat. That's how I get into it, yo.
And it got real.
It got very real. Oh, poor Ooh, thing. Okay.
Next story.
Okay.
Man 20 left in intensive care after masturbation caused lung injury. This is not the same man. I checked.
What the fuck is going on? We have to see this one.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
This is the same one. Okay. Man. I was like, yo, there's something. There's a public health issue at that
point. The 20-year-olds, they're doing something.
Okay. That's good to know.
Oh, wow. So the funny thing is, the next one, I actually see that you're going into more depth in the what is this?
Yes. So don't even click on that one.
I'm going to skip the next one. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Next one. Passenger accused of masturbating 4 times on Southwest
flight. What is going on? How would it happen 4 times? Okay. How much time do we have left? 10 minutes. I'm going to skip that one, but okay. The possibility of circling back. Because that sounds stressful.
Man nearly lost his penis after his unkept pubic hair cut off its circulation.
Oh, God. Aqua, where were you on the internet this week?
I was minding my business.
These are stressing me out. I feel like these people are living their lives and like medical emergencies are falling upon them. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Because
I didn't even know that could happen.
Okay. So according to a recent article published in Urology Case Reports, a 57-year-old Australian man almost lost the tip of his penis after it was strangled by his unkept pubic hair. Doctors say the unidentified man went to his family doctor with extreme pain and swelling around his groin area. Because the physician neglected to pull the man's foreskin back, he didn't properly identify the issue. The patient was eventually given some steroids to relieve the symptoms. However, his condition worsened, and he was then referred to Geelong University Hospital. It was there that doctors diagnosed the man with hair tourniquet syndrome, which occurs when hair tightly wraps around an appendage and cuts off its circulation. According to the report, the man's pubic hairs had matted together and formed a tight ring around his penis. The doctor described the patient as an unkept man who suffered from type 2 diabetes, hypertension, depression, and anxiety. Medical experts believe the condition was due to the man's poor hygiene as he neglected to properly clean underneath the hood.
Why do we have to throw his diabetes diagnosis in there? That felt fat phobic. I know they didn't say anything about his weight, but that part felt fat phobic to me. Okay, continue.
The man was told he would have to undergo surgery to save the remaining tissue. He reportedly freaked out learning about the risks and fled the hospital. Only to return a couple of days later. Doctors went on to reattach his urethra and gave him a permanent catheter so he could properly urinate. The patient went against their advice and left the hospital after 1 day. However, he returned 2 weeks later after his penis flesh began eroding.
What does that mean?
He was then transferred to the operating room for a second time. I'm just going to stop there because I don't know.
It's getting worse and worse.
Okay.
This is gore. This guy grabbing.
I didn't expect all that. I'm sorry, y'all.
It was a ride.
What? Didn't expect that. There's a lot to unpack there.
How much longer is the article? Just out of curiosity.
It's about a paragraph more.
Cursed paragraph. What the fuck else? When it said eroding, I was like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't. Yeah, we're going to leave that there.
One thing I will say is like, I have beef with the doctor because this happened to me one time when I was a kid. I wasn't sleeping enough because like, I've always had a very different sleep schedule from others, and it just didn't coincide with like public school education. And I went to my doctor, like my pediatrician, for headaches, and it was actually because I wasn't sleeping enough, but he prescribed me like some wild headache pills. My parents had to pay like $300 out of pocket for these fucking headache pills. And they were like, okay, we have these, but like, let's just see what happens after you get a couple of nights sleep. And I never took the pills. Who the fuck knows what would happen if I did? Why did this doctor give him these steroids instead of properly examining this man's penis?
Well, because, and probably, you know, there's medical bias against uncircumcised penises. I'm sure that, you know, medical physicians are probably not used to, you know, viewing uncircumcised penis after infancy, because mm-hmm. everyone is like, it's the train to circumcised. So he probably didn't know you had to pull the foreskin back.
Oh, no, but this was a urologist. Are important, right? But he went to a urologist, no? That first doctor. Family.
Yes, he just went to his PCP.
Sounds like if you don't know that as a urologist, I don't think you don't get
job. Oh, then yeah. If he had went to a specialist, I am sure they would have, I hope that they would have identified the issue. But
I didn't know pubic hair could grow that long. And this is from someone who I don't be shaving my pussy. Like I'd be letting that shit grow. And I did not know it could get to the point of strangulation.
I mean, I guess it's long enough. If it's long enough to like wrap, which mine gets long, used to get long enough to wrap, then yeah.
Wow. Okay. How much time do we have? We have five?
I got one left.
Okay. What's next?
And then you can circle back to the other one you vetoed if you want to. Okay. Man waits 2 years to seek help after bum and penis start doing each other's jobs.
Wait, what? What? Click that. I need to know.
All right.
This is a medical anomaly episode. That might be the title. He shit out his dick.
That's what it sounds like. All right, let's get into it.
What's happening?
Okay, so the article published in Indy100.com on April 10th starts.
Is it a real website?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just make sure it's not satire. All right, go ahead.
Of course, if you start urinating out of your anus and passing gas through your penis, then that's a terrible mix-up and you should probably get that checked. However, one 33-year-old man whose identity and location, fortunately for him, remains unknown, decided to wait 2 years before telling doctors that things aren't really as they should be. And a research article published by, the research article is called A Curious Case of Rectal Ejaculation. It was published in August 2021 in the journal Sirius. So back to what the people say. So a research article with the incredible title of A Curious Case of Rectal Ejaculation reads, a 33-year-old male with a history of illicit drug use presented with 5 days of testicular pain. He also noted a substantial amount of urine and sperm passage from his rectum in addition to pneumatoria and fecaluria for the past 2 years. Words. Okay. Science. Why he decided to wait 2 years to raise the issues, we don't know, nor do we want to know. Oh, that's just it? That's the whole? Oh, and for those wondering, pneumatoria and fecaluria relate to gas and feces in a person's urine, respectfully. Now you know. That's the whole story that they wrote.
And you know what? That's honestly all they needed to write. Like, I did not know. I truly just did not know.
Did not know.
I'm dumbfounded right now.
The more you know, okay? We learn, we learn. What's that? I'll leave that there for you guys.
Everyone needed to be, all the subsequent stories after homeboy in college, or we hypothesize was in college, needs to be like homeboy in college. Because he was like immediately like, I gotta go to the doctor. And that is some of these other people lacked.
But the thing is, so with the other people, they're, you know, They hold marginalized identity that probably stopped them from seeking medical attention. That's a really good point. One with a depression anxiety so severe that you do neglect your personal hygiene. You don't even, though you know there's something important to do, you ain't finna do it. That's, it's like really moving mountains just to get up and get dressed and go to the doctor. Have you seen the ER lately? Because it's not an easy thing to do. And the other male was an illicit drug user, you know.
It's actually a wonder that they got there eventually in the first place. Exactly. So, yeah.
Because you're going to run into some bias. And they're going to, more than likely, they're going to make your issue more about your drug use than the fact that you're actually pooping and peeing out your anus.
Like how that article was like, yeah, he has diabetes too. And I'm like, that don't got to do with the pubic hair wrapped around his dick. The fuck?
Then threw in everything.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for bringing that to the conversation, Akua. You made that ride substantial. You made it important. That was a good takeaway. I would like to move on, however.
Let's go. As uncomfortable as you feel, I will soon be there with you. Let us pray.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break to tell you about the fact that for the low, low of $2 a month, you can support your fave queer black feminist-led sex podcast and have access to the weekly content, hangouts, and resources we put up for you on Patreon. And for the low, low of $5 a month, or for $5 a month, that's not as low, for $5 a month, you can have access to our monthly patron-only episodes. If you're not down with that and still want to monetarily support us, you can hit our PayPal. Links to both our Patreon and PayPal are in the show notes.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
Okay, we are going to now get into our segment called Fuck Is That Sound? It's an analysis of horny and or problematic songs from yesteryear. On today's episode, we will be doing It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Thank you to our coho Rob for suggesting this and traumatizing Akua, unfortunately. So some background about It Wasn't Me. It's actually the first single from Jamaican-American reggae musician Shaggy's fifth studio album, Hot Shot. I did not know he was making music for that long up until that point.
Did not know Shaggy was making, but we were young.
That is so true. Why would we know?
We were 8 and he had a whole career before we even came into existence.
That's a very good point. So this was recorded on November 7th, the year 2000. It was recorded at The Ranch, which is a studio in Valley Stream, New York. Nothing good happens in Long Island. That's what that says.
Nothing good happens in Long Island. This is what came out of it. Should have went down there and cut the lights.
Not 8-year-old Akua.
No, you won't do this to me.
Cut it off.
Stop. Cut it off.
All right. Yes. Okay. This was written by Shaggy and a whole bunch of other people. Fun fact, the idea for the song was inspired by a bit from Eddie Murphy's Raw, wherein Eddie suggests that once a man gives his woman a good orgasm, he can give her outlandish excuses for infidelity, sometimes even if she saw him cheating.
Oh, I gotta go see that. Eddie Murphy's comedy was problematic but funny as hell, and I gotta go back.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into it. So the song starts with a little skit, I guess, between Shaggy and Rick Rock, who is the person who's singing the hook and all that stuff. So it starts, yo, man, yo, open up, man. So he's like at his house. Yo, what you want, man? My girl just caught me. You made her catch you, which is like you let her catch you in patois. I don't know how I let this happen. With who? The girl next door. Man, I don't know what to do. Say it wasn't you. All right. So it's just all very bad off rip.
I wish I'd go to Smith's house in crisis. And she like, just say you wasn't there, girl. You didn't rob that bank. It wasn't you.
I want to note the just the sheer egregiousness of cheating with the girl next door, though. Like, come on, son. Go to a different town, next. At least. Go to the different town.
I gotta go in my car in the morning to work and see her.
That's just
every
rude.
Time I go throw out the garbage, it's on site.
It's rude. Like, it's honestly rude. So we start with the chorus. Honey came in, she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I think we can interject there. Have you ever done that? Have you ever had sex on the bathroom floor?
Not in my house.
I'm trying to think of any,
but like
even
in my
like a
home.
Very nice bathroom floor. It doesn't seem appealing to me. Seems hard and cold, yeah. Even if there was a good rug.
I Now, you know, I like temperature plate. So the feeling of a cold tiles.
Maybe you should be fucking on the bathroom floor.
Not in my house, though. Number one, the bathroom in my house too small for that. That is very much a vacation kind of thing. At my house, we are going to go get me some support. What do I look like?
That's like last week's episode, with your feet crammed to the headboard with Petey Pablo, with your feet crammed to the toilet.
No, I'm not doing this.
That's not sexy.
You could have got 21-year-old Akua, but at this big age, I'm not doing that.
I'm definitely fucked on my floors, hip hurt, but not the bathroom floor.
The bathrooms in New York are too small. That's why you wasn't doing it.
When I was a kid, I took it literally. I took everything literally when I was a kid, but I thought that they were like banging on the bathroom floor. And I was like, why are they doing it? I don't get that. Like, I knew the song was about sex, but I just couldn't comprehend that part. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there. She couldn't take her eyes off me. Come on, nigga. It's like, was this her first time cheating? That's why he had to go to Shaggy, who was the prime cheater in chief.
It really is just the fact that you done sat here and told me she saw you with her own two eyes. Never took your eyes off me. And when Shaggy said, just tell her it wasn't you, you was like, okay.
This man is, he's not thinking. He's not thinking. We're going to get into the gaslighting for sure. But like, why'd you give her a key? Why are you fucking the girl next door? It's like he wanted to get caught. Maybe he has a kink.
Maybe he has a kink of a hurting people. Exactly. That's not a kink. That is a paraphilia. Yeah,
there we go. Shout out to you did Kings versus Paraphilia. Yes, right?
It's on the Patreon with Dr. Money. Go. Tap in.
There you go. Yes, tap in. I'll put that in the show notes. Verse one. What is the melody of this? How you forgive the woman access to your villa? Trespasser and a witness and a hacker to your pillar. You better watch your back before she turns into a killer. Best review the situation you caught up in her. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, you convince her a day. Never admit to a word what she say. And if she claim, you tell her, say, baby, no way. So he's just like,
he's like, that deny, movie Gaslight. Deny.
Not even just deny, say the opposite and make her seem like she's crazy. That's literally yes. It. Is night outside? No, it's day.
You don't see the sun?
And that's like, better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Yeah, though, because that's inciting violence.
No, like yeah.
Don't be talking to me like I'm crazy.
And don't be trying to convince me. Don't insult my intelligence. Exactly. I am not a child. You cannot cover my eyes and now I think it's nighttime. I'm a grown ass woman. You gonna sit here like I don't have sense. I was born yesterday.
Pre-chorus. But she caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa. Was it me? Even had her in the shower. Was it me? She even caught me on camera. Was it me? Saw the marks on my shoulder. Wait, that one's funny. Because all the other ones, you can be like, oh, it's my evil twin. The marks on my specific shoulder. Oh, this is not me talking to you right now. I'm over there. This is a hologram. Like, what? Heard the words that I told her. Wasn't me. Heard the screams getting louder. Wasn't me. She stayed until it was over. That woman is... I don't know what to call her. I don't know what the adjective is.
Persistent, tenacious, I don't even know. My girl
strong-willed, though.
And, you know, that's the thing is that if she sat there, watched as y'all went from room to room, pulled out to record, stayed until it was over, you've been gaslighting her before. She was tired of your shit. She was getting evidence.
There you go.
She was going to get evidence because she knew the moment she said something, you was going to be like, nope. She was like, She saw the positions in all the room and then was like, you know, let me get this on the phone. Let me get the receipts. Because what is he going to say after I pull out the video? Yeah. And he going to sit here talking about it wasn't him.
Yep. Well, not the first time. He's making it seem like the first time, but she saw him many a times. All right. Verse two by Shaggy. Once again, I do not remember the melody. Make sure you know, say that she really no have no right for vex.
I can't get it now. I'm lost.
Whenever you she say make the gigolo flex, a somebody else will favor you in a decomplex.
You are not sitting here gonna tell me.
It's my evil twin.
Not me. Not as my doppelganger in 4B. You walked into the wrong apartment and the key just worked.
Had the keys, yeah, exactly. And decided to fuck his girl in my house. Like, what? Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know Shia go bring a whole heap of things up from the past, which that attributes to your point of Gua. He had been gaslighting her this entire time. A little evidence, you better know if you mask. Quick pon your answer, know how if you talk. But if she pack a gun, you know you better run fast.
And Shaggy knows she's tired. She is at the
You're playing
point.
Risky games. You're playing dangerous fucking games right now. Telling this woman that she is seeing things. Then we have the bridge. Gonna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I cause. I've been listening to your reason. It makes no sense at all. Who is saying that?
Is that the cheater?
Rick Rock talking to Shaggy?
Yes, he's talking to Shaggy.
Okay. So he's like, okay, that makes sense. Okay. Need to tell her I'm sorry for the pain that I cause. You may think you're a player, but you're completely lost. That's why I sing. And then it goes back to the chorus. Okay, so Rick Rock said that Shaggy
at the end he learned, he realized it wasn't gonna work.
this is not a good idea. I'm going to get shot.
And we here at the Inner Hall Uprising do not condone intimate partner violence.
We do not.
Although he is being very abusive to her,
yeah,
we do not condone physical violence abuse on her part to him. All of it is wrong. It's all bad. They need to part ways and
they
go.
Should break up.
They need to part
they
ways
should break
and
up.
Go. Like, if you plan on cheating, why are you giving me keys to your house? Because I am going to pop up. Without calling.
That was the point. That was the point of having the key. Like, oh, I'm in the neighborhood. I got to use the bathroom. Let me just pull it to my man's house.
Fuck, I'm in the neighborhood, girl. I just, the wind moved me that day. And on my way from work, I said, let me pass by his house and see what he doing. Like, why are you giving me a key to your home? Just
see, that's why I think it's a paraphilia. this man is going through internal things right now.
Or there could have been a situation in which, you know, because obviously he's been cheating and gaslighting her in the past, that she may have posed an ultimatum that she wanted easy access to his home at all times. Mm. He in the moment said yes, although he was still going to be doing his cheating things.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It just sounds like a very unhealthy relationship. They need to go. Don't tell her you love her. Just tell her you're sorry and go. Just go. Get your key back.
Get your fucking key back. One question I have: do they use this song in psychology classes to teach about gaslighting?
Of course, some white institutions don't. But you know, I would if I was a professor. Okay, you know I would.
All right. Any final thoughts about that?
This song for the longest just used to make my blood boil because, again, you're not about to insult my intelligence as a person who has been gaslit in the past by many a man and many a people, really. It's like, also, you just think I'm foolish. You just think. And that's the part that hurts the most. Like, you are literally sitting here thinking that whatever you tell me, I'm just going to believe because I don't have enough intelligence to think otherwise. And that hurts. Like, just the disrespect.
I definitely feel that. 100% empathize. Have been there. I think it's a less of a they think that you're unintelligent thing and just a I'm going to throw whatever at the wall and see what sticks. Because niggas will just lie. It's
very
weird.
About the simplest
about things. Anything. And it's just like, I know you're lying.
I know.
What's the point? That's what bothers for me about it. It's just like, what was the point? What was the goal? Like, when niggas lie when you're in an open relationship, like, communication is key. It's like, okay. The back. All right, thank you. Ooh. Yeah. All right, maybe we should move on. Before we both get into some things. All right. If you were in this It Wasn't Me Girl situation being gaslit, you know who could help you navigate that situation? a therapist, which is why now is a good time to talk about the fact that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, an online therapy service. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. Let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, and sleeping too much. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways, and in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. Akua, from the perspective of a bald baddie mental health therapist, why might one want to do therapy, and what has been your experience with receiving therapy?
Ooh, why would one want to do therapy? I mean, we're all not in the it wasn't me girl situation. But that doesn't mean that we're not going through stressful events each and every day, and really just raw dogging life. You know, therapy is a valuable vehicle for unbiased, unconditional support so that we can manage navigating life and all the ghetto-ness that comes with it. Even as a therapist, I see my own therapist, and it really helps me to learn stress management. It really helps me to learn emotional regulation. It really helps me to unlearn some trauma responses and behaviors that I've learned to keep myself going as I have navigated this ghetto ass world and find a healthier way to cope and function. And it reminds me to prioritize myself.
Very, very important. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Inner Hole Uprising listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/IHU. That's BETTERHELP.com/ I as in inner, H as in ho, U as in uprising. Once again, BETTERHELP.com/IHU. Let's get back to the show.
He humped a male dog. The owner said, "This dog must be gay."
All right, let's get into our next segment. It is called Animals Do Be Gay, Though. This is the segment where we acknowledge and discuss the diverse sexual identities of animals.
All right. So the story that I had or that you suggested, Sam, was written by Entomore.com, and they were talking about dolphins having lesbian sex. Now, this is why we break down articles on the show, because that's really not what the article was about at all. They took one phrase. Love a misleading headline. So really what the article talked about was a study published in Current Biology. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the journal, Current Biology, Volume 31, Issue 1, published January 2022. And that study was looking into the functionality of dolphin clitorises. I like the word clitori, but apparently it's not real.
You can make it real.
So basically, in the article itself, it was talking about the study. It was interviewing one of the lead researchers, and she made the statement that, you know, dolphins have clitorises, and they engage in masturbation. It's not uncommon for them, and a lot of the times it's homosexual masturbation. Female dolphins get female dolphins off. So they took that one line and made that the title. So I was like, let me just go to the article and get the people the information, because they don't lie.
I see. Okay. I mean, they knew that we would click on this. That's what we came for.
Just because they are engaging in female to female sexual interactions, I don't think really makes them lesbians, but I'm going to read the summary of the abstract of the article, which is always at the beginning of the article and summarizes all the long ass words they're about to use in the rest of the article.
Yes.
Okay, so it goes as follows. In dolphins, the clitoris is positioned in the anterior aspect of the vaginal entrance, where physical contact and stimulation during copulation is likely. Clitoral stimulation seems to be important during female-to-female sexual encounters. Clitoral stimulation seems to be important during female-to-female sexual interactions in common bottlenose dolphins, which rub who rub each other's clitorises using snouts, flippers, and flukes.
I don't even know what a fluke is. Is that the thing? The thing that spurts out water?
I don't know. All right. determining a sexual pleasure response in animals not amenable to neurobehavioral examination is difficult, but investigations of the clitoris may elucidate evidence of functionality. In this study, we assessed macro and micromorphological features of the clitoris in common bottlenose dolphins to examine functional features, including erectile bodies with lucinae, extensible collagen and or elastin fibers, and the presence and location of sensory nerves. Our observations suggest the clitoris of dolphins have well-developed erectile spaces, is highly sensitive to tactile stimulation, and is likely functional. The research provides the physical evidence to prove that pleasure is a primary motive and that the clitoris plays an important role. So to sum that down, basically they're saying that they looked at female dolphin anatomy to locate the clitoris and find the function of the clitoris. The primary function of the study was not to
see if dolphins do be gay, though.
Yeah, the primary function of the source was not to see if dolphins be gay or to attribute our understanding of human behaviors to dolphins. So we don't know if they're doing this specifically for sexual pleasure, but we do know that based on this feature, they have clitorises. It has functional features. It has sensory nerve endings. It is sensitive to touch and more than likely functional.
I love it. I love it. I love the nuance. This is like the second chapter of Animals Do Be Gay. We're really getting into the guts. We're questioning what is gay?
What in the grand scheme of things?
Perfect.
Well, that is it.
All right, cool. Okay, let's move on to, this is our next segment. It's actually going to be a mashup of two segments.
Oh my God, what is that? Just another smooth exercise in political manipulation.
So we are getting into Fuck Is This, which is a moment to discuss, rant about, or laugh at the nonsense in the realm of sex, love, and dating. And also Politics, which is a segment where we talk about legislation or public officials that typically affect sex and relationships, LGBTQ folks, and or sex workers. And in this case, they do, but they affect everybody or more. Many, many people, many, many New Yorkers. All right. So this is quickly becoming one of my favorite publications. I talk about it on this show a lot. It's called The City. The article is NYCHA admin suspended after apparent sexual acts on work video conference. The subtitle is, "Oh my God, no," shouts one of his coworkers in an exclusive video obtained by The City. It's written by Greg B. Smith on April 8th, 2022. Thank you for your investigative reporting, Greg. All right, reading directly from it. It was supposed to be just another routine weekly video conference for the City Housing Authority bureaucrats to update managers on how things were going in public housing developments across the five boroughs. And then it went off the rails. One of the participants, a neighborhood administrator named Alex Tolozano, appeared in his Microsoft Teams window naked and next to a woman. Another NYCHA employee on the call began videotaping the meeting. You gotta love the messy coworkers.
I love the messy coworkers.
That would be me like, oh, some drama going on.
Get the receipts.
Let's document it. Yeah, exactly. The video obtained by The City reveals a blurry image of Tolozano with the woman and captures discussion among other NYCHA staff trying to figure out what was going on. So he's laying in the bed, one participant said. When the face of a woman appears in the frame, another participant shouts out, "Oh my God." Seconds later, Tolozano appears in the frame, also apparently nude. A chorus of, "Oh my God, no," and screaming ensues. Because you don't want to see the work, homie, like that. You just don't. All of this lasted about 2 minutes on the internal NYCHA call that took place shortly after noon on Wednesday in the middle of the workday. Cool, go ahead and click that link for me, please.
Okay.
Watch the video.
Warning, graphic content. No, they dramatic as hell.
With the "Oh my God" nose.
Oh my goodness. Like they were seeing violence. That was dramatic.
It was also very small.
Yes.
It was in the very small screen. Okay, Akua has watched it, so she is well-versed. I also watched it when this article came out. Tolozano is responsible for overseeing management of several NYCHA developments in the Bronx.
I got words now. Continue.
Yeah, exactly. He was supposed to be participating in this regularly scheduled call as a part of his work responsibilities as a city employee. Last year, he made $129,000 city record show. And I just love that Greg put that in there because he was like, this nigga is making too much goddamn money
to be fucking
on work calls. Come on. Some 50 NYCHA employees, including upper level managers and superintendents of developments across the city, were listed as invitees on the video conference. Sources familiar with the matter told the city. The city attempted to contact Tolozano early Friday, but no one answered a number listed under his name. And by late Friday, that number had been disconnected. He's like, I'm sick of your calls. I just want to say, from everything that I can see as of when we're recording this, which is April 28th, 2022, the city nor any other publication has published an update to the story since it broke, which leads me to believe that Tolozano has yet to make a public statement. So, full disclosure on that. On Friday, in response to the city's inquiry, NYCHA officials described the incident like this. During the meeting, participants observed Alex Tolozano's phone camera was on the screen for at least 2 minutes, revealing that he was potentially engaged in inappropriate activity with another individual. And not that I'm condoning this or anything, but like, it's the phone Zoom. I don't use Microsoft Teams, but it's the phone Zoom meetings that have people fucked up. People never know if they're muted or if you can see other people and stuff. Like, don't attend. Flip the phone camera down. Like, you gotta work it out. You can't be on the phone camera if you try to fuck during the calls. On Friday, in response to the city's inquiry, NYCHA officials described the incident like this. Oh, I read that already. In response to the city's questions about the virtual meeting, Barbara Brancasio, NYCHA's chief communications officer, confirmed in an email that the top levels of the housing authority learned of the incident soon after it happened. By the end of Wednesday, NYCHA had suspended Tolozano without pay for 30 days while it looks into firing him. I'm going to skip down to... Brancasio made a statement and skip down to the agency itself. The team's incident is just the latest black eye for the troubled agency. The authority is the city's biggest landlord with over 400,000 tenants in 175,000 apartments across the five boroughs. After years of press reports about mismanagement and squalid living conditions endured by public housing tenants, federal prosecutors launched an investigation that found agency managers had routinely lied about performing required lead paint inspections and covered up mold infestations, rat invasions, and pervasive elevator breakdowns. I'm going to skip down some more, but definitely read the article for full city context. NYCHA is undertaking an investigation that will culminate in a request for a general trial, Brancasio stated. During a general trial, NYCHA will present the evidence and could lead to further suspension or separation from the service. She's talking about Tolozano now. Tolozano, 53, joined the authority in 1988 and rose through its ranks. In 2016, he was a residential building superintendent making $84,000 a year. After his promotion to administrative housing superintendent, he enjoyed several significant raises. Over the course of his NYCHA career, Tolozano has been bought up on disciplinary proceedings over work performance issues three times prior to the explicit video conference, NYCHA officials said. Twice in 1995 and in 2015, he was temporarily suspended. After a 2014 hearing, he was reprimanded. The officials were unable to provide details of the prior issues that led to the sanctions. Imagine if it was him fucking on the job again. We don't know that.
Wait! I
Yeah, get into your words.
I don't even know where I want to start. So number one, even if this was, because they said it was an internal call, even if this was a Zoom call or a Microsoft Teams, you had to log in. So he has a paraphilia. He wanted to be seen. This is exhibitionistic to say, because you had to log in. You could have just...
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
And
he was like, sure, I'm going to fuck you during the meeting. Like, that was the plan. That was the goal.
Then why log into the meeting? You could have low-key just said, I forgot. I was repairing something. You just could have missed that meeting and fucked.
Yeah. I think it's either that he wanted to or he couldn't miss the call and was, like, committing wage theft. Basically, he was just like, I'm going to be on company time, but I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
I would rather have missed that call and been reprimanded than this. That, what were they going to do? I just was not there. You going to catch me up or you not? Like, what is about to happen? You going to be mad. You going to tell me what was said on the meeting and we going to move on to the next meeting.
I think it's an egregious, like, lack of care, honestly. Like, I think it's in line with the whole, I mean, people are gonna do bad things or whatever, but, like, you're also, you fall in line with your company's culture, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, NYCHA already doesn't give a fuck, like, about the people who live in those buildings. So it's just, like, a whole culture of I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, a high-up individual in this organization, so... Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to fuck during the meeting because I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. That be the city.
That be the city. That
be New York City, though. All of this, honestly, like, this article fully encapsulates New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
And our housing crisis.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, he is a... what's the word I'm looking for? A metaphor in a single individual for... how the city fucks over its residents.
There you go. She said it. That's it, right?
That's
there.
Actually what it is. And I love that because, like, they do really good reporting at the city. And actually, well, I guess it made it to your roundup of very bizarre news.
It did.
But I like how this, like, the lead of the story is like, wild thing happened, but it goes into this very, like, important story about how we fail, not we, but the city fails adequately.
And it's the fact that he oversees the management of NYCHA developments in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Bronx for a bit? Because I went to the Bronx for a work training. I don't work for the city. And it is a motherfucking Olympic sport to be in the Bronx. But between dodging the pedestrians and the potholes, I was fighting for my life. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure is absolutely crumbling. The people are just trying to survive, and this is who we have in an administrative level in a very important aspect of the Bronx life. It's bad enough that so many people are being disenfranchised, is not the word, but it's the word I always use, like, being pushed out of their homes. And there is such a lack of resources in the Bronx. And we can see why, because it's people like this man who are in charge and are not doing their goddamn job.
That be New York City.
Now, I am all for stealing company time. Don't tell anybody about my boss. Don't tell my boss that. But, like, at some point, my job gets done. When you run my numbers, they are crystal clear. I run a tight ship.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I understand that. The work
gets done. Mm-hmm. The people are served. The things are done.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I agree with that, but... I don't know. There's just something extra egregious about it. Like, it's a company-wide meeting. Everybody can see you. And you have that job, you know? Like, there's just certain people that I don't want stealing time.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want my doctor stealing time. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, yes, because him stealing time is also stealing my tax dollars.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, fuck you. Like, I understand.
And the reason for this call was to discuss, was to update managers on how things are going in public housing developments. So you really
didn't
care.
It was an important meeting. Yeah.
Did not care.
He doesn't give a fuck.
You don't even want to know how things are going. You're like, they get it, they get it. They don't. I'm going to be fucking.
Exactly. That's exactly it. All right. That's been an episode. That was an interesting hodgepodge of things.
I don't know if this needs a content warning in the beginning. Some emotions arise, y'all. Yeah.
That was a lot. I don't even know how I feel, honestly.
Exactly. Like, I don't even know how to feel. I'm just like, dang.
Yeah, I will say my adrenaline is up, though, because I was kind of tired before this. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. For what? I don't know, but I'm ready. Okay, well, if that episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, positively moved you in any sense, or just made you feel ready, yo, please leave us a rating,
okay,
and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inner Hoe Uprising without the G on Twitter, at Inner Hoe Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. You can head over to innerhoeuprising.com to pay a hoe or cop some merch. You guys can follow me, Akua, at Hey Akua Girl on Instagram.
And I am SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget, Inner Hoe Uprising listeners get 10% off their first month by going to betterhelp.com/IHU. Have a lovely motherfucking week, because you deserve to. Bye.
You too. Bye.